This is the Don and Mike Show.
One thing I know is how to be a cowboy. Welcome to the ranch.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
That was Wayne.
Wayne Newton was really excited about not being voted off. Dancing with the stars just yet. Might happen tonight. Might get the old deep six tonight. Let me see.
Did you see him?
Yeah, you know, when you called me last night, I went in the other room. I was watching the game. Janet was watching Dancing with the Tards. Rob called me and he said, you've got to look at Wayne Newton, Waxy Wayne, our friend. He's got on a fake mustache and a fake ponytail.
Yeah, but it looked like his mustache of old.
Wow. Yeah, the pencil-thin one.
And when he started to dance, he had a hat with a huge pink feather that he threw off in a dramatic gesture.
I just wanted to have it for the dramatic flair.
But all I can say about you, Wayne, is that you are Wayne.
I would like you. You are so fantastic, Wayne Newton. I would like you to take your pants off right now.
Anywho, well, he gets maybe voted off tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, but I don't think so. Right?
Tonight.
On Dancing with the Stars. Stars.
Self-loathing. Tom Bergeron.
Yes, sirree, I am indeed self-loathing.
You should work on that, my friend.
Bergeron.
The self-loathing Tom Bergeron will be joining us, I've just been told, in the next week. These are all scheduled to appear.
Right, of course.
On the Don and Mike Show.
These are some big names coming up.
Well, tomorrow, some chick who is allegedly the female Don Rickles. She is a female insult comic. Huh.
Lisa Lampanelli?
Yep.
Oh, she's fantastic.
I heard some of her stuff over the weekend. Uh-huh. She drops the C-bomb all the time.
She's funny about being fat and dating, too.
Well, we'll have her on tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Also this week, we're going to have, oh, my God, Eva Mendez. John, don't screw this one up. Don't say we're going to have Eva Mendez on the show if we're not really going to have her on.
Oh, boy, that'll be great.
And as long as we're talking about women that we like to pleasure ourselves to, that beautiful lady that got hit by the car on The Office.
Oh, the redhead, yes.
Is it Meredith? Is that her name on the show?
Right. That's her. Anyway, she's coming on this week as well.
She's great. And you are right about that scene in The Office. I went back and watched it again because I have a tie vote.
Thump.
And when he's sitting there just quietly sipping his coffee and then thump, how they did that.
Got you out of the Blue Jackets.
It's great.
All right, Joe Ardinger, still at the opening of the Wax Museum in D.C.
This is funnier than The Office.
Here is the much anticipated homeless guy.
Very good.
Joe with the homeless guy.
So good.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Al Zuckerman.
Are
you a vet?
Yes, sir.
Well, my name's Joe from CBS Radio.
How you doing?
Are people helping you out here today?
No, sir, so far.
Oh, they're not?
But I've got enough money to get into the wax museum.
Are you going in?
Yes, and I'm very much interested in how it decides.
Would you like to answer a few questions from CBS Radio?
Yeah, I would.
Well, my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio, right here in Washington, D.C. What's your name and where are you from again?
I'm Al Zuckerman. I'm actually a homeless man here in D.C., but I'm from Dublin, Georgia.
In order to make it very interactive, I know that the museum encourages people to interact and touch the figures in the museum. Which ones will you touch?
Well, one of my biggest heroes is Lincoln, of course. He'd be one of the first I would touch, simply because he helped found this country and the Constitution.
You're right. Where will you touch him?
Most likely on his beard, because I have one that's about as impressive as his.
I'm not made of wax, but would you like to touch me? I have 100% human hair.
Well, not necessarily.
Which wax figure?
Homeless guy won't touch you, Joe.
That's a homeless guy refusing
right.
touch Joe. Okay.
Do you find most attractive?
I don't know if they have Loni Anderson in there, but that would be the most attractive one.
Loni Anderson.
And why is that?
Because she's hot. That's all I can say about that one. Yeah.
Did you notice
she was on TV the last time he owned a TV?
That's right.
It's the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress?
No, I haven't yet, but I'll look for it.
I don't think it's made of wax.
I don't think so either. Clinton really made that mistake.
CBS News poll, which wax celebrity do I most resemble?
I would say probably Moses.
Moses. Hey, Joe.
Hey, that's a big score.
Guy thinks you look like Moses. I'm here to part the Red Sea.
Yes, Siree, wish I could help you out of your dilemma since I'm a biblical figure.
Do you think the statue of Marion Barry will be high on illegal crack cocaine?
Most likely, from what I understand.
What?
Me being an advocate for homeless people to stay away from drugs and alcohol, that would be one thing I would say would be true.
Will you smell President Clinton's waxy fingers?
No.
If you had to, which wax figure would you do?
No comment.
Oh, what a shame. Come on now.
This is from a guy who lives in a garbage can. Give us an answer. Come on.
Do you think any of the statues will be melting?
As long as the air conditioning stays right, I don't see why any would.
Are you surprised to learn that the statue of J. Edgar Hoover is wearing authentic female underwear? Please tell me your feelings about that.
No comment on that one either.
Oh, he's a politically correct homeless person. Oh,
wow. How can that be?
My Jesus God.
Christ. Here's one that he has labeled as Sissy.
Hi.
Sissy.
Very good.
Hello. My name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
No, thanks.
No? Sissy.
He was rebuffed. Joe was rejected.
He didn't like that.
Here is someone who actually saw the exhibit.
Oh, very good.
Hi, did you go in the Wax Museum exhibit?
Yes, I did.
Well, my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Okay.
What's your name and where are you from?
Carol Olchek from Germantown, Maryland.
In order to make it very interactive, I know the museum encourages you to interact and touch the figures in the museums. Which ones did you touch?
Most of them.
Where did you touch them?
On their hands.
Tell me more about touching them.
They were very real-like. They were a little scary.
I'm not made of wax, but would you like to touch me? I also have 100% human hair.
No.
Which wax figure did you find most attractive and why?
Julia Roberts. She's classic.
Did you notice the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress?
I didn't see Monica Lewinsky.
Uh-oh.
I don't think it was made of wax. CBS News poll, which wax celebrity do I most resemble?
Moving on.
How about Brad Pitt?
Hey, a second
one today.
What is wrong with people?
It's the heat. It's got to be the heat.
Brad Pitt with just a little Moses.
Wow. Unbelievable. As
did the statue of Marion Barry seem high on illegal crack cocaine to you?
No.
Did you smell President Clinton's waxy fingers?
No.
If you had to, which wax figure would you do?
Losing her now.
Forget it.
Lost
did
her.
You notice any of the statues melting?
No. Forget it. Interview so much.
Thank you for
the
your
interview
time.
The interview is over when he asked that terrible question about which wax dummy I'd like to have sex with.
Uh-huh. Here's Chuck.
Hello, my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
Sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Chuck Goldstein from Waldorf, Maryland.
In order to make it very interactive, I know the museum encourages people to interact and touch the figures in the museums. Which one will you touch?
Al.
Abraham Lincoln.
I'm not sure yet.
Where will you touch him?
Possibly give a good handshake and possibly a hug as well.
Tell me more about touching them.
Touching them? Actually, I'm not really too much into touching them. I'm just looking forward to just checking it out.
I'm not made of wax. Would you like to touch me? I also have 100% human hair.
No thanks.
Which wax figure will you find most attractive and why?
Tom Cruise, because he's a hottie.
Have you noticed that the stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress?
What?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll be looking for it.
I don't think it's made of wax. CBS News poll, which wax celebrity do I most resemble?
All right, I have a statement to make.
Uh-huh.
This is the interview where he's thinking about the wings at Hooters just about now.
That's right. He's going home.
This is really, he's already home,
he's
right
halfway
now.
Home.
I'm going to roll the dice and there's not a chance this guy says Brad Pitt.
Right.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, you're pretty hot yourself.
Hey, another hottie.
Wow. Really?
Tom Cruise.
Two Tom Cruise mentions in one interview.
That's what I've always said.
Does the statue of Marion Barry seem high on illegal crack cocaine to you?
No, I don't know.
Will you smell President Clinton's waxy fingers?
Can't say that I will.
If you had to, which wax figure would you do?
Neither. I'm done. Thanks, buddy.
You're done?
Oh, they don't like the sex questions. I'm totally offended by your questions and totally disgusted. I found it disgusting.
Chuck Goldstein of Waldorf wanted none of it.
I'd have sex with Cal.
Let's hear the sissy one again.
Hello, my name is Joe Trousseau from CBS Radio, right here in Washington, D.C. May I ask you a couple of questions taped for broadcast?
No, thanks.
No? Sissy.
Hi, Joe!
That's the real anger.
That's about it.
Joe Artinger, ladies and gentlemen.
That's about it.
Bravo.
Like I said, the dirty part of the baloney. And now...
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Joe is so lifelike, isn't he? His eyes seem to follow you.
Here we go. The boy with the pie.
Yes.
The pie boy.
The maimed pie that I destroyed.
I like rape.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
News coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.